Well, the first talent up tonight is Moshi Elijah. Where are you? He's got some jokes for us. Hey, when I say Moshi, 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 you go oi, oi, oi. Moshi, Moshi, Moshi. Moshi. Moshi, Moshi. Oh, you're Moshi.
Shalom, everyone. I'm not Moshi, 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 but Moshe. And we forgot how to pronounce my name. We all need more of God to share with one another. More to share. Moshe! Moshe Elijah. I'm a Messianic Jew. A born again, fulfilled, completed Messianic Jew, a Jew who believes that the Jewish Messiah, the Jewish Mashiach, is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior of the world. And now I'm going to tell you some Jewish jokes. Who heard my jokes 2 years ago? Hands up. Did you like them? Huh? Right, now, the first joke. You know how the Jews get... Jeez, hot here, excuse me. Oh. Must be the heat of the Lord. Well, you know how the Jews seem to get the blame for everything, the scapegoat. Now, this guy goes around everywhere, they say... The Jews are being blamed for everything. They're even being blamed for the sinking of the Titanic. They said some Jew called Goldberg or Iceberg sunk it. Like that. Right, next one. You know how the Jews got dispersed into the whole world in 70 AD by the Romans. They went into all the countries of the world. There are even Jews in China, Chinese Jews. So this rabbi from Australia, Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen, goes to China, to Shanghai, to find these Chinese Jews. And it was a hot Sunday afternoon. He goes into this Chinese cafe to have some soup. He calls over the Chinese waiter. Waiter, waiter, come over here, please, waiter. In his Jewish accent. And the waiter comes and says, yes, sir, what can I do for you? And the rabbi says, waiter, I'm looking for Chinese Jews. Do you have any Chinese Jews? And the waiter says, so sorry, we only have apple juice. Laughter is like a good medicine. And this Jewish guy from Australia, his name is Abraham Ben Yaakov. He goes to Japan for a holiday, and the Sabbath day, Shabbat, comes along, and since he's an Orthodox Jew, he's looking for a synagogue in the streets of Tokyo, and he looks everywhere, and finally he sees a synagogue in the streets of Tokyo. So he knocks on the door of the synagogue. Knock, 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 and let me in. And then the door opens, and a Japanese fellow opens the door, and he says, what do you want? And this Australian Jew says, let me in. And this Japanese guy says, you can't come in here. This is a synagogue for Jewish people only. And the Australian says, but I'm Jewish. And the Japanese guy says, you don't look Jewish. Did I get it? It was a Japanese Jew, is he? He thought all Jews were Japanese. And now, this Orthodox Jewish couple, the name is Shlomo Ben Yosef. It's the name of the man and with his wife. And they were very distressed. And they said to each other, "What happened?" And they said, they went to the rabbi. They said, "Rabbi, we are in trouble. We only have one son, and we sent him to Jerusalem to study in the yeshiva to become an Orthodox Jewish rabbi. And what happened? He comes out a born-again Messianic Jew. What can we do? What can we do? Such trouble, such suras. Oy vey." Not oy oy, but oy vey. And the rabbi says, "I know exactly how you feel. My wife and I, we also had only one son too. We did the same thing like you did. We sent him to Jerusalem, to the best yeshiva, house of learning, to become a good Orthodox Jewish rabbi. And he came back a born-again, messianic, fulfilled Jew. This is big trouble." So the rabbi says, "I know what we will do. We will go to the synagogue. We will go to the cupboard where all the Torah scrolls of the Old Testament are. And we'll open the door and we'll kneel down and we will ask the God of Israel to help us, give us an answer to our problem." So they went to the synagogue. They opened the door of the cupboard of all the Torah scrolls. They knelt down and they said, "Lord God Almighty, Lord El Shaddai Elohim Adonai, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of all the nations, of all the goyim, everywhere. Lord, please help us, Lord. Both of us, myself and my wife and my friend, we both had only one son, and we sent him to Jerusalem, to the yeshiva, to study, become an Orthodox Jewish rabbi. And I'd come back born again, Messianic Jews. What can we do? We're only son." And the voice of God came out louder than the guy's voice from before. "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. I too have an only begotten son, and I sent him to Jerusalem too, to become a Jewish rabbi." And he founded Christianity, you see. You know, and he became a born-again Messianic Jew, the founder of Christianity. You understand it? You get a joke? Well, why don't you laugh? Anyway, and then there was this great professor of theology from a big Christian Bible college. He was preaching at a church, and he does not believe in the miracles of the Bible. He says those miracles never happen. He said that Moses and the Jews crossing the Red Sea, oh, that's all nonsense. They found an embankment, you see, where the water was, this is the last joke, yeah? The water was about was 3 inches deep, ankle deep. That's how they crossed the Red Sea. It wasn't deep sea water. It was shallow, 3-inch deep water. That's how they can cross the Red Sea. It was not a miracle at all. And this old Christian grandmother, who's about 85 years old, in the back of the church hall, she yelled out, "What a bigger miracle than the Bible! That's a very big miracle! Wow! Bigger than what was mentioned in the Bible, because God drowned the whole Egyptian army in 3 inches of water." Thank you very much. God bless you.